there is another frightening problem affecting our world, the whole world, that I believe we all need to know about. Have you all noticed something going on with the planet? Have you really? Haven't you felt that something's going on, okay? The deadly hurricanes were my wake-up call, and I know a lot of other people are wondering if these extreme weather patterns that we're having have something to do with something else that's going on, global warming perhaps. Why should you care? Well, you're about to find out. Leonardo DiCaprio is here to share some of his thoughts on an issue that he has been passionate about for quite some time. And why are you so passionate about global warming?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, and I'm sure every environmentalist around the world would thank you 1,000 times over for bringing this topic up on your show, because it's something that hasn't really gotten enough attention in the media nowadays.
Yeah. I think people don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's a really complicated issue in a lot of ways, and it's something that people don't attach a lot of the human emotion to.
But right.
You know, about 8 years ago, I started becoming involved with environmental issues, and I, you know, spoke to a lot of different organizations and a lot of great minds on what was the most pressing environmental issue out there. And the overwhelming consensus was that, you know, global warming is not only the number one environmental issue that we're facing today, but one of the most important issues facing all of humanity.
Well, you know, I want you to explain to me what it is, but I heard somebody make a joke about it. I won't even say who it was. They're saying, well, what do I care if the planet warms by 2 or 3 degrees in the next 100 years? What's that got to do with me? Because I won't be here.
Well, it's something that's going to affect not only us, but our children and our grandchildren and generations to come. We're in a situation right now wherein, you know, we're basically emitting too much of this carbon pollution from our cars and our electric power plants that burn coal and coal into the atmosphere, and it's causing our planet to heat up.
Okay, so the theory of global warming is both controversial and political. Some people say it's simply a natural cycle of the Earth. However, there are a lot of experts and a lot of scientists who strongly disagree. But here's the real problem. Most of us aren't even sure what it is. So here's your chance to get informed. Take a look.
Some scientists have been warning us for years that the Earth is getting hotter. They call their theory global warming. And some say if we don't take drastic measures to stop it, global warming may cause catastrophic results for the billions of people living on our planet Earth. The atmosphere surrounding the Earth contains something called greenhouse gases.
Certain gases that exist naturally in the atmosphere trap heat that would otherwise escape into space. It's like building a blanket over Earth, and it's a good thing, because otherwise Earth would be 60 degrees colder than it is now. It would be a frozen desert. The trouble is, human beings are thickening that blanket by adding air pollution to the atmosphere. That's causing Earth to warm.
They say our burning of oil and other fossil fuels has dumped over 700 billion tons of carbon dioxide pollution into the atmosphere as if it were a sewer.
We're now warming the Earth quicker and threaten to make it warmer within this century than since dinosaurs were crawling around on the surface of Earth. All that warming is a dangerous, dangerous thing to be doing.
So the 1990s alone were the warmest decade of the last century. Temperatures rose 1 degree Fahrenheit. So in scientific terms, that may not be a lot to us, but in scientific terms, that is a big deal.
Over the next 10 to 30 years, Earth could be as much as 3 degrees warmer than today. By 50 years from now, Earth could be 5 degrees or so warmer than today.
With temperatures rising, glaciers are melting away. Snow is disappearing from some mountaintops, and the idea of a white Christmas might be a distant memory for parts of the world that traditionally saw snowfall.
If you want to know what's going on 25, 30 years from now and the rest of the planet, keep your eye on the Arctic.
This footage from NASA shows a mass of year-round Arctic sea ice that has been melting drastically over the last 25 years. A study by scientists along the Arctic found that almost 400,000 square miles of sea ice are already gone.
This report is a wake-up call to the planet. The impacts are already upon us. For wildlife in the Arctic, this report spells disaster.
So some people predict that later in this century, there will be no summer sea ice in the Arctic at all, and that could create serious problems for the rest of us. Look at this.
If one of the major ice sheets, like the Greenland ice sheet, disappear, which could happen eventually, sea level would go up by 20 feet. That would, for instance, drown the southern third of Florida, where 4 million people now live. It would make it necessary to build a seawall to protect Manhattan and many other major cities around the world.
There are over 100 million people living within 3 feet of sea level. As storms worsen and water rises, the potential for disaster is almost certain. Some coastline villages, like this one in Alaska, are slowly falling into the rising sea. The loss of all that ice in the Arctic could mean hotter and more deadly summers for the rest of us. If the temperature continues to rise, some scientists are predicting an epidemic spread of infectious diseases like malaria and cholera. Warmer summers have produced massive amounts of tree-eating bugs like the spruce bark beetle, which have already destroyed 4 million acres of Alaska spruce. Some of these changes are just generations away.
In 30 to 50 years, a lot of our forests are going to find themselves living in the wrong climate, and they're just going to dry out and burn down. The sugar maple tree gives the color to the fall foliage. They are, by and large, going to start disappearing from the landscape.
According to the World Wildlife Fund, by 2050, some lakes will dry up, and shortages of fresh water are expected to affect hundreds of millions of people. If the rise in global temperature continues, some scientists are saying that the results will be deadly to the planet.
It's going to bring about record heat, record drought, flooding in some places, more intense hurricanes like the ones that we've seen recently from Katrina. In addition, it causes the sea level to rise. It's going to eat away at the coastlines, destroy beaches, take away homes. This is the kind of world that we're going to hand off to our children if we don't do something soon to slow global warming.
So, I look at this and feel it. I don't know a lot about it. I mean, I'm here to be educated by you and Dr. Oppenheimer, and I just started to get interested because I could feel that something's shifting. And I'm sure a lot of people will argue with that, but I think that in many ways, you feel like Noah to me. Like, you're saying, pay attention, and people are like going through their lives and not, because it's not going to affect us directly.
Well, scientists have really been blowing the whistle about this issue for a long period of time. What we really need to understand is that the overwhelming majority of scientists and Nobel laureates and great minds in the world agree that global warming is a reality and affecting us right now. And we, as citizens of the United States, and me as a concerned citizen, the truth of the matter is we're 5% of the world's population, yet we produce 25% of the world's global warming emissions. We produce these emissions.
Yes.
So we need to take responsibility.
We, the United States.
Yes.
By stuff that we do every day.
Right, exactly. Yes. By the types of cars that we drive, the way we produce energy, we're emitting these carbon emissions into the atmosphere at such a rapid rate that our planet is reacting to that. And scientists have been saying for a long period of time that we're going to see, our ice caps melting.
I feel that it's reacting. I feel like we, in our carelessness, in our not observing or nurturing of the planet, I feel like we're strangling the Earth, and the Earth is doing exactly what all living entities do when you're being strangled. You fight back.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like to me. Has anybody else ever thought that? It feels like it's fighting back. Coming up, specific things you and your family can start doing today to be more conscious about helping to save our planet. We'll be right back.